3. I woke as if I'd been slapped. My neck brace had been removed. I was lying on my back. Ed stood beside the massage table, staring down at me. How long have I been asleep? He pushed a frizzy chunk of hair from his eyes that immediately fell back in.
Only a few days.
For a long moment, I wondered if sleeping for a few days was some packing fine print I hadn't read. I could barely remember coming into the office, or signing anything, or even starting the session. Just the empty, all-white waiting room, no music, no receptionist. Two white chairs pushed close in one corner, like twin children cowering in fear.
I'm kidding, he said. You were asleep for a few minutes. It happens a lot during this first assessment. I hope Chandra warned you that my readings are very powerful.
I said she had, though I still knew almost nothing about packing, or what it was or how it worked. Maybe, I worried, packing was just an excuse for this guy to have a woman strip to her underwear and fall asleep in his office. Since I'd become so absurdly thin, I had noticed a certain kind of look I'd get from a certain kind of man. A mix of pedophile and vampire. I would be so easy to conquer, to feel large above. Ed didn't seem to be that sort of man, though when I considered the legions of semi-conscious and desperate women who had likely come before me, it wasn't hard to imagine he might fondle their feet while pretending to read their auras, or maybe he would just stare at their undressed bodies, uselessly thinking good thoughts in their direction, or worse, jerking off into a bare hand, or even worse, all sorts of things. But I needed to be well again more than I needed protection from someone's possible perversion. And what if my skepticism of Ed was already working against me, preventing me from getting whatever he might legitimately be doing or healing on some dimension I couldn't yet see?
How is she, by the way?